novel Texas law banning most abortions in the state is back in the Supreme Court for the second time in as many months. This time, the issue is not whether abortion is a constitutional right, but whether the structure of the Texas law is itself unconstitutional. That's because the law blocks federal court review of the law's constitutionality. Both abortion providers and the federal government have sued to block the law, and the High Court heard from both in a pair of rapidly scheduled hearings Monday. Attorney Mark Herron is senior counsel with the Center for Reproductive Rights. He was first up in a hearing over whether abortion providers can sue to block an unconstitutional law. He says Texas is in effect turning courts into a weapon to nullify the Constitution.
The combined effect is to transform the state courts from a forum for the protection of rights into a mechanism for nullifying them.
He says the law would turn state courts into a weapon against constitutional rights.
In enacting Senate Bill 8, the Texas legislature not only deliberately prohibited the exercise of a constitutional right recognized by this court, it did everything it could to evade effective judicial protection of that right in federal or state court. Texas delegated enforcement to literally any person anywhere except its own state officials. The only conceivable reason for doing so was to evade federal court review under Ex parte Young.
A second hearing right afterwards looked at whether the federal government can sue to block the law.
If Texas can nullify Roe and Casey in this manner, then other states could do the same with other constitutional rights or other decisions of this court that they disfavor.
Elizabeth Prelogar is the recently confirmed U.S. Solicitor General. She asked the court to hold that the U.S. can sue and to uphold a lower court injunction blocking the law so that Texas cannot deny Texas women a constitutional right.
If a state can just take this simple mechanism of taking its enforcement authority and giving it to the general public backed up with a bounty of $10,000 or $1 million, if they can do that, then no constitutional right is safe. No constitutional decision from this court is safe. That would be an intolerable state of affairs, and it cannot be the law. Our constitutional guarantees cannot be that fragile, and the supremacy of federal law cannot be that easily subject to manipulation.
Texas Solicitor Judd Stone defended the law, saying that Texas law cannot be stopped by a court injunction.
Federal courts don't issue injunctions against laws, but against officials enforcing laws. No Texas executive official enforces SB 8 either, and so no Texas executive official may be enjoined.
That enforcement mechanism is the key, using private lawsuits to stop abortions instead of state officials bringing the enforcement actions. Jonathan Mitchell is a lawyer who designed the Texas statute's enforcement provisions.
Because Texas has found a gap in this congressionally created remedial scheme that allows its law to escape pre-enforcement judicial review. The proper response in that situation is to go to Congress and ask Congress to amend the remedies that they have set forth, either by abrogating state sovereign immunity or perhaps by enacting the Women's Health Protection Act, which would preempt SB 8 and also abrogate state immunity and give the Attorney General the explicit cause of action.
The High Court's three liberal justices are clearly sympathetic to blocking the Texas law. Justice Elena Kagan says the purpose of the Texas law was to find a chink in the armor. The armor being federal review of state statutes.
And the fact that after oh these many years, some geniuses came up with a way to evade the commands of that decision, as well as the command that the even broader principle that states are not to nullify federal constitutional rights. And to say, oh, we've never seen this before, so we can't do anything about it. I guess I just don't understand the argument.
The swing votes in this case could come from two Trump appointees, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, both of whom seem reluctant to let the Texas law stand. Kavanaugh cited a brief from a gun rights group that suggested similar laws could be used against other constitutional rights.
It could be free speech rights, it could be free exercise of religion rights, it could be Second Amendment rights. If this position is accepted here, the theory of the amicus brief is that it can be easily replicated in other states that disfavor other constitutional rights.
The case is now in the hands of the Supreme Court, but however it rules, the issue could soon be moot. On December 1st, the court is set to hear another abortion case from Mississippi that could end up overturning Roe v. Wade altogether. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.